the very latest information on an amazing phenomenon.
Because you are a mean girl. You're a bitch.
It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
The word rom-com sends shivers up my spine.
Why?
Because to me, it screams, I'm going to be so bored watching
corny.
This movie. Yeah.
Yeah, it's corny and boring to you.
So I have the top 13 rom-coms, and some of them I've seen, and some of them I don't agree that they're rom-coms.
Okay.
I don't believe number 13, Groundhog Day, is a rom-com.
Well, what else is it then?
It's a comedy.
So nobody in it falls in love, and it's not about a romantic.
Somebody falls in love, it's a rom-com?
Yes, that's it. The definition of rom-com is that the gist of it, it's more than just a comedy. Like a buddy film is a comedy. Like Hangover is a comedy. That's not a rom-com. But Groundhog Day is the ultimate rom-com. Andy McDowell, he's in love with her. They have a whole thing back and forth. So aside from the comedy
like
that goes
five
on.
5 minutes of the movie. He spends more time with the groundhog than he does with her in the movie.
I don't think so. No, I think the gist of it is that he ends up falling in love with her. That's the whole point.
No, the gist of it is he wakes up, it's the same day. That's the gist of it.
No, giving him another opportunity to get her to fall in love with him. That's the point of the rom-com.
What was that again?
I'm a god.
You're a god.
I'm a god. I'm not the god.
Well, okay, so Stripes, Bill Murray got laid. Is that a rom-com?
No, because Stripes is not about him trying to get laid. He happened to get laid during the course of the rom-com. If the purpose of the movie is for a couple to get together, it's a rom-com. If it's a bunch of guys hanging out having fun and one of them happens to get laid, that's not a rom-com.
Okay, so confused. Number 12, While You Were Sleeping, which I've never seen, so I don't know what that is. It's a Bullock movie.
Bullock, yeah, Sandra Bullock. Oh, it's so good.
Oh, it is. Is it a rom-com?
It absolutely is a rom-com. Just so you understand, here's the definition of a rom-com. It's a subgenre of comedy, slice of life fiction, that means false, mm-hmm. humorous plot line centered on romantic ideas such as how true love is able to surmount most obstacles, or like a funny movie or a play or a love story that ends happily. That's the idea.
All right, so you agree with the Sandra Bullock movie. I think,
oh, yeah, that's a classic
rom-com. I think all she does is rom-coms.
Yeah.
Number 11, Something's Gotta Give. Never seen it.
That's a Jack Nicholson, Diane
Keaton. This just screams old people, and I don't want to watch it.
Yeah, that's a good point. Maybe you wouldn't like it. Okay, maybe you wouldn't. It's for old people. That's true.
All right, not a rom-com. Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Literally a rom-com. Literally the whole gist of it. It's called Forgetting Sarah Marshall. It's about getting over Sarah Marshall. That's the whole point. It's in the title. That it's about a woman.
But he's trying to get over her, not fall in love with her. So that's just a comedy then.
Yeah, but then he falls in love with someone. That's the whole point. It ends with a happy story where he falls in love.
With Meg.
Yeah, you're a smart fella, Dad.
And you're a fat smeller, Meg.
Yeah, Jason Segel. That's the whole idea. That he's trying to get over Kristen Bell, and he does that by falling in love with Meg. So it's literally a rom-com. The whole thing centers around romance.
Not really. It evolves around them in Hawaii hooking up. I don't know. Number 9, I'll agree that this is a rom-com, and I think it should be on the list. The Wedding Singer.
Okay, you agree this one's a rom-com? Of all the movies, this is the one that you could argue is not a rom-com.
But they fall in love at the end.
I know, but it's about the wedding singer himself. See, that if you're going to argue anything is not a rom-com, that would have been a good one.
I'm so confused. Okay, number 8, My Best Friend's Wedding.
Yes, My Best Friend's Wedding is where Julia Roberts is best friends with the dude and thinks that they should be together, but he's really in love with Cameron Diaz. So it's sort of like it's an unexpected love triangle. I won't tell you how it ends.
Oh, poor guy. He's hooking up with Julia Roberts and Cameron Diaz in the same movie. Yeah, I'll take that movie.
He doesn't hook up with Julia Roberts because that's his best friend. So he ends up marrying Cameron Diaz.
Okay. So this one, I agree 100%. This is the definition of rom-com. Sleepless in Seattle.
Oh, yes. Of course. Yeah. That one's definitely. That's almost like textbook rom. Like if you said to me rom-com, immediately I think of The Notebook and Sleepless in Seattle.
Notting Hill, which I thought was a horror movie. It sounds like a horror movie.
It's Notting Hill, not Notting. It's Notting Hill, and that's another Julia Roberts one where she's in Notting Hill, England, and that's where she hooks up with Hugh Grant. Yeah, that's a good one.
I thought it was a horror movie. Isn't there something Hill that's a horror movie?
The House on Haunted Hill?
There you go. That's what I thought it was.
Or Hill House?
Number five would have been a great movie if they would have cut it in half, and that's Jerry Maguire.
Show me the money!
I agree. Yes, that's two. It was two movies in one. It was a sports movie, mm-hmm. and then it was a love movie. Yeah, you're right.
But it went on for like 4.5 hours.
Show me the money!
It just kept going and going and going. Stop it.
Yeah, first it's Moneyball. You know, show me the money! And then the end, it's
you had me at hello.
You had me at hello. Yes, that whole thing. Like, it was both movies. It was like, make up your mind. One or the other.
Number four, not a rom-com. Clueless.
Ew! Get off of me! Ugh, as if!
Huh, that's interesting. You know, I think you might be right about that one. And the only reason why that's not a rom-com, because it was really about, it's almost like Mean Girls. It was about Cher, you know, Alicia Silverstone, and her friends and their life, and like, as if, and all that stuff. She happens to hook up at the end with Paul Rudd, but the movie is not about her nailing Paul Rudd, and it's not about him nailing her. So,
it's the opposite.
In a way, yeah, the opposite. So I'm with you on that. I think that's a straight up comedy.
Number three, rom-com,
You've Got Mail.
Yeah. Listen, anything that Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks have done is only rom-com.
You've Got Mail.
Number two, is it a rom-com? Pretty Woman.
I don't think so. I don't think, the only reason I'm going to say no, I don't think it is. Look, it's hard because in a 2022 lens, it's a movie about a woman who is completely controlled by a guy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a lot of jokes on Twitter about if you watch Pretty Woman backwards, it's about a woman who ditches a controlling guy and becomes like sexually free and financially responsible for herself. Yeah. So,
she goes from being hot and then she goes to putting a wig on and now she's a hooker.
Yeah. It's about a woman who gets out of a controlling relationship and takes the reins of her own life if you watch it backwards. So I don't think it's a rom-com because, in my opinion, it does not end happy.
I think we should take all movies and play them backwards. You know, like Star Wars, we'd be like, well, that's his dad. How do we know that? We saw that in the beginning, remember?
Starts with his dad, right.
He said, I'm your father.
It's about a guy who loses his father.
And he gets younger. So I think we should watch all movies like that.
I mean, if you think about it, like all movies, like if you watch them backwards, they're actually a lot more interesting.
And if you watch Batman backwards.
Okay, so if you watch Batman backwards, it's about a guy who does everything he can to save a city. And in the end, his parents die.
The last scene, his parents should be proud of him, but no, they die.
Yeah, right. Exactly. He's busy saving the city, but he forgot to save them.
Number one, and we should watch it backwards because I think it would be a better movie, When Harry Met Sally.
Yes. When Harry Met Sally is about a couple who's been together for many years and then they end up realizing that they were really just friends to begin with.
Mm-hmm. It starts with an orgasm and ends when they're in college.